The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thawed out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out, ReactiveGunworks.com. This is where stuff that is never in stock is in stock. With some of the craziest stuff. Some of the highest-end stuff you've ever seen in your life. Check them out. For weeks, people have been discussing and warning about the dangers of, Merrick Garland, or Garland. What is his name? Is it Garland Merrick or Merrick Garland? What is it? Merrick Garland. He's got two last names, so I can't figure it out. I can never figure it out. You know, Antonin Scalia passes away. And with what is typical of Obama, with all of his arrogance and everything, he deliberately chose the candidate with the most anti-gun record of his short list of finalists and threw him out there. Now he and his usual supporters in the media and academia seek to mock and disparage the principled stand pro-freedom groups, including the NRA, and they're for taking a stand against Garland. Senate leadership. Shock of shocks, has held firm in their decision to hold the line against letting Obama tip the court to his ideological advantage. Now, make no mistake, Obama has a carefully planned strategy to advance Garland's nomination. It depends on the politeness, these courtesy meetings that some of these senators have had with him. This is something that is out there as well. That's seen as a sign of weakness. An article in the New York Times candidly detailed how Obama's strategists see such meetings as a vital first step of their plan. Like the snake oil salesman they are, they know they have to first get their foot in the door before they can begin to make their pitch. The anti-gun ideology of Mr. Garland is very clear from his record. While serving in his capacity as an appeals court judge, for example, he voted to give D.C.'s unconstitutional gun ban a second chance. He also cast a vote to uphold a Clinton-era policy of documenting and registering law-abiding gun owners, despite federal statute passed specifically to prevent this. National registration. The individual right protected by the Second Amendment. Gun bans. These are issues that cut to the heart of the right to keep and bear arms. And whenever he had a chance, Garland was always on the wrong side of them. Now, we've seen all the theatrical fury and disbelief that Obama and his surrogates display when they don't get their way, and we're seeing it again now. This is why it is critical that your senators know that you support them in standing against Merrick Garland's nomination. Obama and his cronies know that the Supreme Court support for the individual right to keep and bear arms under the Second Amendment is at best for pro-gun advocates evenly split. So the next appointment will inevitably sway the court for or against upholding the premise of the landmark Heller and McDonald decisions. For those of you who don't know the number to the congressional switchboard, that is 202-224-3121. Once again, that's 202-224-3121. If you don't know who your congressman is or you don't know who your senators are, they can probably tell you if you'll tell them where you are. So right now, the Obama strategists are working overtime to try to secure the crown jewel of his anti-gun legacy, a U.S. Supreme Court that will reverse Heller for all time. You don't have the time to delay. You need to take action now. Now, moving in a different direction. Jeff Foxworthy, you know, he gets out there and he has this little line, you might be a redneck. Now, firearm crime is no joking matter. There are a lot of people committing gun crimes every day without even knowing it. Whether you know all about guns and gun laws or you don't even own a gun, you might be a gun criminal. Because American gun laws are so convoluted and the definition so elastic that even the ATF website omits some prohibitions and fails to clearly explain others. So it's very likely that former representative and now gun control crusader Gabrielle Giffords, along with her husband, makes a show of being a gun owner while calling on more restriction, is probably legally prohibited from possessing firearms or ammunition. And the fact that they're constantly going to the gun range, you know, in California, if she was a prohibited person, Mark Kelly couldn't have any guns either. They take them all away. So when she goes to the gun range and is shooting a weapon, and I mean, I've seen it. It's pathetic. It's pathetic. They let her pull the trigger one time, and then somebody's hands are dashing in there to take the gun from her because she's about to wave it at somebody. They're probably gun criminals. It can be assumed that during the time when she was horribly shot by a very deranged Democrat, that her husband, Mark Kelly, was probably assigned a power of attorney to manage her affairs, and that she was, and possibly still is, considered legally incompetent and therefore unable to sign contracts or enter into legal agreements. Now, according to the VA healthcare system and the FBI, a determination of legal incompetence qualifies a person as adjudicated mentally defective, resulting in loss of the right to firearms. The VA has done this with 200,000 veterans who just didn't know how to manage their checkbooks. And most of them are not nearly as seriously impaired as Ms. Giffords and report their names, and their names have been reported to the FBI as prohibited persons. For them to get their rights back, they have to renounce their disability benefit and prove to a VA doctor they're no longer mentally impaired. So they have to give up a benefit that they earned with their blood to get their rights back. The only difference between these vets and Gabrielle Giffords is that no one reported Gabby to the FBI as a mental defective. But it doesn't matter whether or not someone has been added to their database of prohibited persons. It is the condition, not the reporting of it, that matters. According to the law, anyone who has been adjudicated as a mental defective or has been committed to any mental institution is prohibited from possessing guns or ammunition. Just like anyone under indictment or convicted of a crime punishable by imprisonment for a term exceeding 1 year, or anyone who is a user of a controlled substance. So as her group pushes for expanded background checks and more comprehensive reporting mental health records, Ms. Giffords doesn't need to be shown with any more guns. Right? Her guns need to be seized, in fact. So does Mark Kelly's guns. He can't have any either. And every time they get out there, they're breaking a law. If you get around guns and you're mentally defective, well, you're breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law. That's what you're doing. We'll be right back.
education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pushing forward, trying to find sense in the indefensible. We are coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard to get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunWorks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Definitely go check out that website. You'll love what you see. Since December 2010, the government program known as Operation Fast and Furious, which was a separate program from Operation Wide Receiver, which was done during the Bush administration, although they like to say it was a continuation, but Fast and Furious was actually new, and Wide Receiver was actually concluded. Fast and Furious has morphed into a program that could be accurately labeled better as slow and tedious. The objective from the Obama administration has been to delay exposure of the truth until that exposure has no political or personal impact on the various players involved in it. Now, efforts to get at the truth were boosted this past January when an Obama-appointed federal judge ruled that thousands of documents subpoenaed by congressional investigators that Obama shielded with executive privilege could not be withheld under those claims of executive privilege. So in keeping with the slow and tedious strategy, the Department of Justice finally released a large block of those documents 3 months later on a Friday afternoon in April, but continues to withhold many others. This recent document dump supports speculation that the then Attorney General Eric Holder knew more about the ill-conceived gunwalking operation than he has claimed in the past, and that he and the other high-level DOJ officials actively worked to conceal details of the operation from Congress and the public. Emails released earlier in the investigation indicate that White House advisor Valerie Jarrett gave guidance in the cover-up, which makes the president's office complicit in it. But so far, none of the recent documents provide a direct link to the White House, although that's out there. What they do show is a concerted effort to keep the details of the operation under wraps for political purposes. Now, had these documents been made public when they were originally subpoenaed, they would have had a very serious negative impact on the Obama re-election campaign and might have prevented implementation of new regulations requiring gun dealers in border states to report information about purchasers of semi-automatic rifles. By delaying that release until now, those political consequences have been avoided. But there are other potential consequences the administration is continuing to try to avoid. Recent criminal charges filed against government officials in the Flint, Michigan water scandal are a reminder that politicians and bureaucrats might not be beyond the reach of the law. Fast and Furious, nobody's really paid a significant price for that one, and the administration clearly wants to keep it that way. Then there's U.S. Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, who met his death at the hands of Mexican bandits. They were armed with guns acquired with the assistance of the ATF, the agency tasked with enforcement of federal gun law. In January 2011, just 1 month after his death, Jeff Knox asked a question in his column whether the Obama administration had intentionally allowed guns to be smuggled to a Mexican drug gang as a way of boosting the administration's gun control agenda. He wrote that, based upon the investigative reporting of David Kodria and Mike Vanderbo, who developed the story from sources within the ATF and worked tirelessly to bring it to the attention of Congress and mainstream reporters. The World Net Daily column was the first to mention of the scandal at a major national media outlet. Then Cheryl Atkinson of CBS News talked about it, and she interviewed one of Kodria and Vanderbilt's ATF sources. After that, there was a trickle of other reporters slowly started to mention the growing scandal. And Congress intensified their investigation. Fast and Furious was a code name that they gave to this still unexplained program, where the ATF instructed certain gun dealers to go ahead with firearm and ammunition sales to suspected Mexican arms traffickers. Now, remember, they're all the time talking about that gun employees should be trained to look for exactly that which they were told to ignore here. Once these sales were made, ATF agents were ordered to break off surveillance of the suspects. There was no effort of any kind made to track the suspects or the guns they possessed. ATF officials and the media continue to refer to the program as a botched sting or a failed attempt to track guns to Mexican drug cartels, but these labels don't come close to fitting the program. The only monitoring that was done or even possible under the plan was to trace serial numbers of guns found at crime scenes. That information provides no intelligence that you can take any sort of action with, and only marginally enhances the prosecution of low-level straw buyers. When Terry was killed, both guns recovered at the scene turned out to have come from Fast and Furious. That resulted in the program being quickly shut down and swept under the rug. Vanderbo noticed an offhand comment of an ATF employee at an ATF employee gripe site, and he followed up on the comment. And if he hadn't done that, the whole Fast and Furious thing might have just never been made public. Codrey and Vanderbo deserve a lot of credit for breaking that. This is murder. This is government-sanctioned murder that we're witnessing here, and they broke the story. So, after the story started gaining legs in 2011, the Department of Justice and the ATF hierarchy disavowed any knowledge of the program. They pointed fingers at local agents and made some superficial changes. The acting head of ATF was laterally transferred to a new position, as were the supervisory agents in charge of the operation. So, for right now, slow and tedious drags on. Attorneys for Congress continue to battle attorneys for the administration over release of the remaining documents, but the public's interest is waning, and the trail is growing cold. This is proving to be a successful strategy to keep the truth from coming out. But one thing I will tell you, to bear in mind. You know how the gun grabbers like to show up? Newtown, Connecticut is their rallying point. And they're constantly talking about those children they will simply not let rest. And you know what? Those families are never going to get closure on that. And neither is the Terry family. And the difference between the Terry family and the families of Newtown is the government categorically made Terry's killing possible, or at least supplied the weapon with which it was done. And Brian Terry was on to something. They took every computer hard drive he owned. They took every gun he owned. They closed his house off for 5 months from his family. When we get back, we're going to stand up to bullies. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station,
U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube. More performance made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out. You'll never see that. You've never seen this kind of selection. Have you ever heard the old saying that... Well, there's a New York Times bestseller. All I really needed to know, I learned in kindergarten. Well, I learned a very valuable lesson on a school bus. Very valuable lesson. There was a very gentle, big guy named Cameron Edwards. And Cam was he's deceased now. I saw where he passed away not too long ago. He's about a year older than I am. A terror on the ball field, but socially a little backward when, you know, back in the 70s. And on the school bus when we'd be riding to school, which was a very long ride because we were going to an integrated school. So it was about a 35-mile ride one way. There was always a group of people that would pick on Cam. And at any moment, Cam could have beat the living mud out of him. Cam was big. But he never did it. And he would tell me when I would ask him, because he played on the same baseball team as I did. I asked him, why you let these kids pick on him? And he said, I'm afraid they're going to beat me up. And I said, Cam, they're beating you up every day. I feel the same kind of frustration now when somebody gets out there and tells me that I must respond to leftist activist bullies this way. A patriot's told that we should not express any disagreement or shine a light on a leftist activity's daily hate-fueled stealth attacks on our culture. Heaven forbid that we make them angry, causing them to really come after us. Although, I do have fantasies about it. Standard leftist activist procedures to have their enforcers in the mainstream media. Drag a disobedient rebel into the public square, then brand an H for hater on their forehead. And this deters further rebels from refusing to enthusiastically embrace the left's anti-American, anti-God, and anti-traditional principles and the value, our values agenda. And I've had enough of that. Me personally, I've had enough of that. If you haven't already figured that out, by the way, I've had enough of that. I'm sick of having the corny good stuff that I believe in being spat upon and kicked and slapped and punched by leftist activist bullies every day. I'll give you another example on social media. I have one relative that made a comment about another relative. Now, the first relative is a, you know, she comes from a mill town, and she was married to one person, my cousin, until he died. And she believes you don't live with somebody you're not married to. And she made a comment about another relative. And my other relative's friends jumped up and down on her on Facebook because of her simplified, just wholesome view of life. They ridiculed it. They ridiculed her. They insulted her. And now, don't get me wrong, I'm not particularly tight with this relative or anything. She was married to my cousin, and she's just a kind, gentle soul. And she didn't know everything, and she made a presumption based upon her value set and her set of morals, right? Which was wrong. It was the wrong call. Now, it wasn't wrong for her to make that call, mind you. And I asked that relative what her hipster, stripper, gay friends would think if I got in the middle of them and looked around and said, 5 seconds to wipe that look off your face, or I'm going to start spreading hair on the wall. Which drew gasps. These people are so insulated and stupid that they don't even know they're liberals. Equally annoying is to have supposed conservatives and Christians constantly caution me about not coming across as mean in my opposition. I don't want to come across as mean in my opposition. I want to come across as full of hate in my opposition. I have a live and let live philosophy, and I freely give that away unless you show me different. And if you show me different, then, well, then things are different. You set that course. I'm just going along with it. My opposition, you know, when an American segment of society, the liberal segment, vilifies me, demonizes me, tells you that I'm a terrorist or whatever, I have no need to try to appease them because appeasing them does not work. The truth is, fear of the MSM calling traditionally thinking Americans mean, passivity in allowing the MSM to tell us what to think, has gotten our nation into the mess we're in right now. Being wimpy has allowed us to fall the way we have fallen right now. It is wimpy and ridiculous that America's men have allowed themselves to be bullied into putting their daughters and sisters and wives, mothers and grandmothers at risk by allowing men into a woman's restroom. I don't care if you want to be a woman. If you want to be a woman, go the whole way. Then maybe we'll talk. then maybe we'll talk. Being a cross-dresser doesn't mean that you're gender confused. How did we get conned into accepting the lie that keeping men out of ladies' rooms is extreme, bigoted, and hateful? Now, to show you how crazy things have become, what I'm about to tell you is now deemed bigoted, mean, and hateful by leftist activists. So brace yourself. I'm very proud to be a man. What a microaggression. My dad taught me to be a man. Being a man meant that when I took a young lady on a date, I protected her at all costs. Being a real man means I always try to do the right thing and stand up for what I believe in is right. Respect is something that you earn. This isn't outdated in today's America. It's just beaten down. One time, Cam did fight back, and he did exactly what I thought he was about to do. He mopped up that bus room, that bus floor, with those bullies. And the bullying ended. And I'm not an advocate for violence, because I understand what real violence is. When they're advocating for violence, they don't really know the nature of what they're asking for. Because when they charge me to be violent, what happens if I don't run? What happens if I meet them with more than just emotion? What if I meet them with technique and with resolve and with a total commitment to ending them? What if that happens? Now, right now, we've got this thing going, well, I'm about to run out of time. You need to figure out whether you're an American, and don't worry about, you know, and I'm talking to the LGBT agitators. Shut up. Or go to the Middle East and see how far that gets you. We'll be right back.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Toolsforfreedom.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gun Works.
What would you call a gun shop that's thawed out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gun Works.
Reactive Gun Works specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gun Works seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to reactivegunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Most unique gun shop in the United States. Check them out. Reactivegunworks.com. Here I give you this little ditty, as long as I can give it to you, verbatim, from the Huffington Post. This is the view of some, who wrote this little thing? Justin Kermy. He's a blogger who seeks to engage people in thought and conversation through presenting new views to matters new and old. So here we go. Second Amendment is highly contested. There is no doubt that people do have the right to carry and have a stockpile of guns, the right of the people to keep and bear arms. And the state has a right to organize a well-regulated militia, which is incorrect. But the main issue is on the right to self-defend with a firearm. The main problem with the notion of self-defense is it imposes on justice for everyone has the right for a fair trial. Therefore, using a firearm to defend oneself is not legal because if the attacker is killed, he or she is devoid of his or her rights. I'm sorry. In addition, one's mental capacity is a major factor in deciding whether a man or a woman has the right to have a firearm. There are two reasons for ensuring mental capacity. First, one of the five aims is to ensure domestic tranquility, and there can be no tranquility if one does not have the capacity. Second, if one's brain is distorting his or her reality, they do not have the proper reasoning and deduction skills to use a firearm. Therefore, if we ponder and meditate on the recent events and news about guns, it would be obvious that the current state is incorrect. A gun for civilians is a weapon for a revolution and not for ordinary use. The belief that a gun is a useful tool to protect one is counterintuitive because guns get into the hands of people who use them for horrible reasons. In addition, there are reasons why cops are trained to use a firearm in stressful situations. Oh, yeah. It is not to keep their mind at ease or anything of that sort, but to be able to fire accurately at the target in the correct location. It is immensely difficult to fire when under pressure. Moreover, one may argue that this is an analogous argument. And yes, it is because The United States government has lobbied to not study or fund research that observes the effects of guns, the old CDC picadillo. This cripples the chance of evaluating a proper policy to deal with gun violence. But there was one study by ABC which observed using guns in a classroom. All the participations poorly performed at the mock situation. All the participations. That should be participants, I'm sorry. Once again, if there's an argument in the reasoning of this amendment and others, one must filter it through the five aims of the USA and the Bill of Rights. This is to ensure that any argument can be answered, avoiding a political divide. Now, I'm a little concerned here, because what the hell are the five aims of the USA? Give me just a second here. Let me search that, if you would be so kind. The five aims of the USA. Five aims of the USA. What is that? First thing that pops up is this article, The Huffington Post. Third thing that pops up is the communist takeover of America, 45 declared goals. The five aims. What is the, does he mention the five aims? And where did that come from? Is it Marx? One of the five aims is to ensure domestic tranquility. Okay. Now, let's go back and look at young Justin's stuff. Maybe we could find him and have him come on the show to explain some of this stuff. First of all, he says that the notion of self-defense is that it imposes something on the justice system. And because everyone has the right to a fair trial. So if you defend yourself with a gun and kill the attacker, they don't get to have a trial. What about the attackers that kill people, though? Are they not taking the civil rights of those people? Are they not denying them their civil rights? Is it not okay to keep that from happening? Which animal in the animal kingdom simply sits back and says, well, you've decided to eat me, therefore, in order to keep the domestic tranquility, I'm just going to stand still. Bon appetit. None of them. They all at least tried to run away. That's so stupid, I don't even know how to come back at it. I think it speaks for itself. Then there's these five aims of the USA, which he doesn't explain what the other four are. We know that one of them is domestic tranquility. And then, of course, we're talking about mental capacity, which is not mental illness. Mental illness is something that we don't treat. We don't treat mental illness. Mental illness has become stigmatized. Let's say you are a soldier and you have PTSD. And you want to get treatment for it. You should be able to go get that treatment for it. And then, you know, you should be able to be protected. Your rights should be protected while you're getting that treatment. And, you know, let your family's common sense kick in. And families, step up, damn it. And, you know, and then once you're done, once you've gotten the treatment, and once you have emerged on the other side, welcome back, brother or sister. Not with Justin, though. We need to ponder and meditate on the recent events in the news. Not that the news is ever skewed or anything. That way, if we did that, if we look at what the news says, which, you know, the news is saying, this is what you should think. So then, once you think that way, it becomes obvious that the current state is incorrect. A gun for civilians is a weapon for a revolution and not for ordinary use. So does that mean they have to be rounded up? Yeah, I agree with you. Iowa in the chat room says it sounds like he was high when he wrote it. Cops being trained, cops are good. I know there's one in my chat room right now. I would not stand across from that man. I will remain a good and law-abiding citizen simply because I know he's out there and waiting. And besides that, I'm a law-abiding citizen anyway. But I think that my friend may be the exception because he trains on a regular almost obsessive basis because he knows because of what his job is. We just had a police officer in New York get found guilty of involuntary manslaughter because he was given crippled equipment. He was given poor training. You know, getting out there and saying that cops are trained to be Superman is a cop out. Police officers have the same set of human frailties we all have. If the really, really good ones are like the really, really good soldiers, but it's not because of what the uniform did, it's because there's something deep inside them. And then we get to the funding research. You know, you do not have to have federal funds to study what guns do. Gary Kleck, who is a criminologist and a card-carrying member of the ACLU, has done extensive studies on the effects of guns, as has John Lott, who is an economist. And they have done these studies without a dime of federal money. The Department of Justice publishes statistics all the time. The FBI publishes stats all the time. Crime is going down in the United States while gun ownership has exploded, and Justin just doesn't know. Justin probably lives in some northeastern coastal city. Therefore, he is part of a duped group of people that have seen or been told something, been indoctrinated into it. Therefore, it must be true. They've heard the lie often enough to where now they repeat it, which is the same kind of thought process manipulation they try to do with us on television. I don't watch television just because of that. And it's not because I'm afraid that I'll fall prey to the... It's not because I'm afraid I'll fall prey to that. It's because that I find it insulting that they would try. We'll do it again tomorrow, 21 hours from now. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.